I am Susan Young. I am the chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'm convening the Pacifica National Coordinating Committee on Tuesday, April 16th, to meet from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by Zoom. And I was the secretary pro tem and chair pro tem from before, so I will go ahead and I will call the roll. Jim Dingman.
Yabo.
Yelu. Heather Gray, we hope she's coming on. Julie Hewitt will be late. Darlene Pagano. You got to speak, Darlene. Here. Great. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Okay. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Egberto Willis.
Here.
Thank you. Susan Young. I am here, and we're hoping that Heather will join us, that Julie May, and I've also left a message for Avalia. Okay. The agenda approval. The agenda that I sent out earlier today is agenda approval, approval of minutes for April 2, 2024, consideration of permanent chair and secretary positions, naming tellers, setting dates, taking nominations, considerations for April 18th, 2024 PNB agenda. That's really the purpose of the coordinating committee, is to develop agendas. Agenda outline. I hope that Julie would be able to join us. She may or may not. The recommendation that she and I have put forward is that a priority on the open meeting agenda are committee reports, and those would be coordinating, governance, NFC, personnel, audit on whole. There's a recommendation that AOA affiliates, so that's American Association of American Organization of Affiliates, whatever, something. When Heather gets here, she can correct the name, affiliates report as a standard part of the agenda under committee reports. Underwriting workshop across stations and affiliates, Heather Gray, grant writing working group, it would be Stephanie, grid review working group, Stephanie, strategic planning committee, motion to stand up, a draft motion in the agenda is included as the appendix, next meeting date and adjourn. Let me read the motion to stand up the strategic planning committee. Now, Jim will remind us that he put in motions to stand up strategic planning committee, programming committee, and technology task force. Those motions sit in what will be old business. Coming, if the committee adopts the motion I'm putting forward to tonight, it would come in under committee reports, and if adopted, would render the motion in old business moot. Okay, so the motion is the Strategic Planning Committee is stood up to serve in 2024 to be comprised of the officers, including board chair, board vice chair, secretary, chair of the National Finance Committee, the executive director, plus one affiliate director and one director representing each station elected by the board. Which committee will address matters that initially include use of proceeds from the sale of the KPFK property, monitoring stewardship of the Pacifica Radio Archives, and the development of a strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation to achieve solvency. So at this moment, my request, my question is there any objection to the agenda that I just read? Okay, hearing none. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes for April 2. I sent those out to everyone. Sorry, you only got them today. understanding that minutes can be amended in the future as needed, is there any objection to adopting the minutes that I distributed today?
Susan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you in the minutes there that I think I brought up in that meeting the issue of the programming committee, the tech task force, and the strategic planning committee. I think that was the meeting I brought that up as an issue. So I don't see that in the minutes. I would just like to see that, you know, put in there that that was also a subject of discussion we had at that meeting.
Sure. If there's no objection, I will add, it's discussion of committees, no decisions were made. Under that, I will add a dot point that, and I'll send these out again, that Jim Damon brought up, need for strategic planning, programming committee, and technology task force. Is there any objection to my handling it that way? Hearing none, we'll go ahead with that, and I'll get that done tonight and get it back to everybody. Okay. Consideration of permanent chair and secretary positions. Let me just say, I would be willing to continue as pro tem in those two positions. And my suggestion is, if that's not unacceptable, that that may be a way for us to not burden a meeting with a lot of procedure. Is there anyone objects to my continuing as pro tem and pro tem chair and secretary, at least for this meeting? Hearing none, we'll do that. Okay. Next up is the considerations for April 18th, 2024 PNB agenda. Julie advised me that the past practice that she had, maybe for last year, maybe for 2 years, was that one of the two, the first of the two meetings of the PNB would have, would focus on committee reports. Because our first meeting in April was executive session only, because we had a lot of stuff to deal with and to catch up with, we were not able to do that. Is there any objection to our featuring committee reports in the April 18th meeting? Hearing none, I will work with the secretary to make sure that the agenda reflects that. And the committees that exist either because they're standing committees or have been stood up are coordinating governance, NFC personnel, audit on hold because of we need resources to be able to engage the auditor. Is Heather with us yet? No. So understood. And you sent her the link. Okay. So Taja and Heather introduced me to the officers for a national organization of affiliates. Its letters are AOA, and I think it is the Association of Affiliates. I may have that wrong. They are the entity that has worked with Ursula Rudenberg, our affiliates director, to assure that there is a good nomination process for directors for representatives from affiliates to serve as the directors. And so they lined up Kaja Brown and Heather Gray. We had a lovely conversation with them about the resource that affiliates can represent. Jim, and I'll come right back to you, okay?
Is someone at Heather the link? Thank you.
She did send it, but please, Jim, send it again. That would be great.
Yes, send it again. She just called me.
Okay. Thank you. They asked me several things. One question is, they said, can you guarantee protection of, you know, the budget for the archives? And I made it clear to them, I mean, for the affiliates, I made it clear to them that Pacifica is in very severe financial difficulties. And so what I could say is that I believe that there is strong support for the affiliates and how important they are to the network as a whole, but that there are no guarantees. They also asked that we include as a regular part of the PNB agenda a report from the affiliates slash AOA. So I propose that for the April 18th agenda, that they be included on, included with the committee reports. And I suggested that they try to make these reports brief, that they identify, that they speak to critical statistics that help make their case about how the affiliates are important and any stories that give us a good understanding of what the role of the affiliates are, who they are, what all they're doing. I think that Ursula will work with Heather and with Kaja to be able to make those reports. The people who are the officers with AOA, like many of us, they have many, many meetings, and it's hard for them to come to an evening meeting. So I anticipate that this will be covered, this will be handled by Kaja and Heather. Are there any comments or questions about this? Okay. Let me bring up something else, which...
Point of information.
Sure.
I keep sending Heather things to her Gmail account. Does anybody know if she's got some other address that nothing ever reaches her?
Yeah, she does, but I'm not home yet. I'll be home in a couple of minutes so I can correct this problem in about 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. I'm going to ask now, I mean, it'll be helpful when Jim is back home, and if he can bring Heather on, that would be very helpful, because another of the initiatives. Welcome, Julie. Julie, please speak your name. She'll speak her name when she can. Because another of the things that Heather and I talked about, and we talked about with the affiliates, is the fact that they have a very valuable perspective about underwriting, that it is an important source of revenues for them, but also a very important service that they provide to their communities by getting the word out about small businesses. Julie, would you be kind to say hello?
I am here. Sorry for being late. Hello.
Well, we're steaming through this agenda, and so apparently we get done faster without you.
Amen.
Happy for that, huh? Jim Dingman is trying to track down Heather.
He's watching basketball games.
Huh? What, Jim? Jim?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Where did you have something to say?
I just said Julie's too busy watching women's basketball.
Worth the watch. And women's basketball exceeds men's in audience. Hooray! Sorry, was that too, was that incorrect? Okie dokie. So let me mention what Heather and I talked about was about underwriting. So I have asked her to work with Stephanie and with the underwriting team to put together a sort of a seminar, webinar, town hall about underwriting that involves affiliates and also our stations that that have underwriting programs. This is a very important time, I think. Jim Dingman and I remember that the pilot project proposal was brought up in 2022. I think it's useful for us to do kind of an assessment of who's doing what. Obviously, it's been an important initiative at WBAI. It's been an important initiative at KPFT. So it might be a very good opportunity for us to compare notes, make sure that we are all following a standard of agreements and performance evaluation and so forth. And that it now also has to do with the question of, any of the FCC requirements that are coming on board. Heather, welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Had issues with my computer. Thank you. Okay.
Hey, that's my line. So Heather is, we recognize that Heather is with us. And Heather, I've just given a little background about the wonderful conversation that I had with Kaja and with you too. Will you tell us what AOA stands for?
The Association of the Affiliates.
Okie dokie. And I explained that we're going to add as a regular agenda item the AOA Affiliates Report. So that will be reflected on the agenda for April 18th.
Excellent.
We've just started talking about the idea that you and I bandied about having some sort of a seminar, webinar, town hall, whatever, about underwriting that involves both the affiliates and the stations. Heather, can I hear from you what your ideas are about that, and then maybe from Stephanie?
Well, I wasn't necessarily prepared for this, but yes, I think underwriting is incredibly important. At our radio station, we do a fair amount of underwriting, but I think what's essential to all of this ultimately is an appreciation of and support of local businesses where our radio stations happen to be. And it doesn't just have to be local. It could be national, international as well. But it's an opportunity for businesses actually to have a voice and to support the work that we do in community radio altogether. Just so you all know, most of my work is my career was working with Black farmers across the South, right? So I realized, in my work with Black farmers all over the Southern states and also in other parts of the country as well and on the African continent, a way of reaching out and talking about, for example, I'm just using this as an example of the products that farmers are growing. Radio stations are a way to get that information out about the work they do. I'm just using that as one example. There are tons of examples, and I'm sure all of you all would have ideas along this line as well. But it's a way to work together with other community entities and also raise money for the work that we do. So, Susan, that's just sort of an intro.
So could I hear from Stephanie? Can you and Heather connect about what kind of a format that might take?
Yes, as far as you're meaning the creating a town hall to discuss this, or I mean, a lot of the guidelines that we'll be having moving forward are expansions of the guidelines that we already have, following FCC guidelines, but even in conversations that I've had with general managers and program directors at the stations, even stations that have in the past said, no, we're not going to do underwriting, when talking to them about how it does give a voice to their local communities and businesses and support those local communities, they're contemplating, you know what, that makes sense. So I think a lot of it is just reinforming our listening audience or people that may be against underwriting that we're not going to be accepting, you know, money from big oil companies and Coca-Cola and these large companies, but really is a way to connect with the community. So it's a lot of just kind of re-educating our listener base and people that don't think we should be doing this. But the stations are, and the general managers are for it.
So I see Minerva. Let me just say, part of what I'd like to do is to build enthusiasm around this and share and people share information about what they're doing. So not so much a training about compliance as it is a sharing. I mean, hearing Heather's stories to me are always really impressive. And, you know, the ideas about what WBAI is doing. I know we're doing some exciting stuff at KPFT. So I just think it would be useful for people to hear each other. Minerva, you've got your hand up.
Yes, I do. In sharing this information, would this be something where it's planned far enough in advance that the LSBs can be advised of it so that members of the LSBs can take part in it? Because Ron Pinchback had asked for WPFW to pull together a group to start looking into underwriting. And I think this would be real helpful for our community, since we have mega black businesses within our metro area, that I think this would be great for them to, and in my mind, I'll just say this, it sounds like we have the opportunity to create our own TikTok type scenario for people to, we have a lot of people that are doing things on TikTok that they would probably be happy to do with other nonprofits within, you know, our areas. So, you know, that's just a thought, but, and again, just so it's in advance enough so we can get the word out and even put it on the websites or whatever to invite people to come and hear about it so they can see where Pacifica and the local stations are going.
Heather, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, I just put it up. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Minerva, I really appreciate your comments because that's precisely, I mean, people are saying, you know, there are local businesses and so forth that need to be supported, or we can offer a voice for them, which is so incredibly important in my opinion. So thank you for saying that. That's all I wanted to say. Go ahead.
Jim.
Well, the underwriting issue is very important. And as we know, we've been advised to have as much knowledge spread through all parts of the Pacifica community as possible on the issue. I was tempted to do something here in New York, myself and another guy and a woman are in charge of the town hall committee here, and basically start something. And, you know, everybody should do this. You know, everybody should do this. And then we can get corrected by the compliance situation that will be set in motion pretty soon. But, you know, we all have the NFCB rules about it. We have NPR rules about it. And we don't have a lot to, we can start with and start, you know, educating and talking about it right away. Now, the only thing I would caution people is the underwriting is an immense, great possibility. I'm looking at how NPR stations, basically it's about 5%. They get, if you look at it in aggregate, they get about 5% of their revenue from underwriting. It depends on certain situations, but that can be something we start to do immediately. The other thing I think that is raised by the affiliates issue is the affiliates. I've gone to some of the meetings that Ursula has with the affiliates, and they're frankly incredible. They'll do capacity building of the type that we should be doing throughout the network. So there's a lot we can learn from them, and I would like to think about ways to collaborate with the affiliates on projects that have to do with, you know, transnational public affairs issues, because the affiliates, we've got some very strong affiliates out there in our network that do some really good stuff. And they're all diverse. You got NPR stations versus down to the grassroots community radio or LPFM station, but there's a lot of potential we can do with the affiliates that we have yet to exploit.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. I think one of the frustrations I've had about committees is the committees generate boatloads of ideas, but not as many outcomes. So being able to actually populate these projects with people who get things done is very, very hard. And it tends to be the same people over and over again. So, Stephanie, had I identified underwriting as one of her key team projects when Heather brought this up as a follow through from my conversation with AOA, I thought, hey, perfect. But rather than trying to do everything, the history of underwriting and where it fits in this and that and this and that, have a simple information sharing opportunity for us to learn from each other seemed to me a chewable bite to start with. Heather, you have your hand up and then Darlene.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be a good idea to invite Ursula to one of our meetings to have a discussion with her about this. I just wanted to mention that.
And maybe Ursula can be, Stephanie and Ursula really are the people who probably have to help us figure out how to make this happen.
Exactly.
Darlene.
I want to put an idea in people's heads or, something to watch out for. The affiliates participated in KPFA's International Women's Day programming. And there was it went really well. Helped us meet all kinds of goals. But there was an interesting comment made several times. And that comment was, we are glad to help, but we would be also glad for Pacifica, in this case, to also represent KPFA, to help us and not just look at us as a resource they can use. So, if we're going to, as a committee, start working with the affiliates, I'd like us to think about that. As the affiliates are not a group of people who are there to give to us only. Just saying. Thanks.
So I guess at this point I'm going to ask Stephanie/Heather, is our next stop to have perhaps an informal confab with Ursula and maybe John Amella?
Yes. And Ursula and I have had conversations multiple times regarding underwriting and connections between underwriting with the affiliates, underwriting and sponsorships of their website, and then also speaking with and partnering with the affiliates on projects. So happy to continue that discussion.
Great. Next topic that I have on the list is grant writing working group. Asking or Darlene, do you have your hand up on this? Yeah, okay, great. Stephanie in working on her teams has sent out, has regularly asked people in LSB meetings and CAB meetings and so forth, hey, can you help? Something that I think would be very helpful would be if there are people who really have grant writing expertise and either know about grant opportunities or would be able to work with Stephanie on grant opportunities that she identifies, then those might be philanthropic or governmental or whatever. We have a guy on our KPFT LSV who I have reached out to. He had offered to do help with us. We got kind of stuck because he really needed to be working in a national context rather than in a local context. So he hasn't gotten back to me again, but I am. I'm asking everybody, if you know people who have grant writing expertise, please send those names to me and Stephanie.
I'm sorry. I thought I was muted and I'm sticking my finger up. And I'm also more than happy and willing to, if people are just interested in learning how to write grants. I have taught multiple workshops on grant writing and, taught other nonprofits like how to move forward with grant writing. So I know that there are a few people in a meeting that I just had recently. I think it was a WDAI meeting that I sat through that somebody had asked, can you teach us how to write grants? So even if someone just has an inkling of wanting to learn what it takes, because it's not that complicated, is that I'm more than happy to, teach people what it is that they need to look for and how we can work together. Because I do really want to work with a team that, you know, we get on a Zoom, we share the screen, we write it together, we do the research, I show them how to do research. I subscribe personally to multiple grant databases, and, you know, I'm willing to, you know, log in with folks and we just kind of go through the process together. So, you know, I'm more than open and willing to teach people how to do it if they have an inkling of interest, and we can just put together a nice team.
I see two people have hands up. Let me just comment that what I would love would be that conversation, a little training seminar to happen with our KPFT development committee. It's very active, very good people on it. They regularly do lapsed donor calls. And I think they would could become a very valuable resource in this. Okay, Darlene, then Jim.
Yeah, to Stephanie, you've been questioned about grants, this is the third year I'm on the PMB. So you've been questioned from the beginning, and you've talked about the very understandable, lack of enthusiasm from grantors to the situation of Pacifica. Why would we take this particular work on with any change of expectation? Or is this just so that all those people who say, why don't we write some grants, can see what it's like and see what the outcome is for a change? So just asking.
Because we will get to a place, and I think we're getting closer, where we will be able to apply for grants, you know, and get a better outcome. And we still apply for grants. I still send in grants even when I know that it might be a negative, because it's still putting our name in front of those foundations or in front of those people. And it's also just the practice of knowing what to look for, and what the stations and people need to put together. So we have a development material library, basically, is usually what I create. So then if someone is writing a grant, we already have pre-written the mission, we already have the list of the board members, stuff like that needs to be updated on a regular basis. The basic statement as to why our financials look the way they are, but this is what we're doing to move forward. So I think personally that we're getting much closer, that foundations are going to be willing to provide funding for us. And sometimes funding can be for a specific element of a station. The last couple of grants that I've written with employees at the stations have been for a specific need at that station. So there's still, you know, but that process still involves your financials, your board members, not on a local level, but on a national level. And I also want everyone to understand that when grants are applied for, they're applied for through the Pacifica Foundation. We are the nonprofit, not applying, but the money can be directed to a station or to the archives or to the affiliates. But we have to apply under one general banner of the Pacifica Foundation.
Jim, then Minerva, then Heather.
Well, Stephanie's right. We have to start building that capability. Because I know from my experience in New York, dealing with people who run foundations, they have a positive view of Pacifica. They just want us to get our shit together. And that's it. And there's lots of, I'm talking about people. I used to know somebody who used to run the creative arts section of Rockefeller. They are out there that we just have to turn the place around and then they'll come to us. So I do think I agree with her. We've got to get the capability. I hear Darlene's wariness about that, but you know, it's like put up or shut up time for a lot of these people who've been arguing about this for years. And again, I sense that if we turn the place around, we're going to start to get people coming. It's going to be like the Field of Dreams in that movie. They build a baseball field, they start to come.
So, Jim, do I hear that you're going to volunteer on grant writing?
No, darling. I will certainly. I will. I know somebody.
Identify potential grants?
I will ask somebody who is a professional writer who worked for Moody's, who's a good friend of mine.
Good.
And I will ask him, I'll try to put him in a hammer lock and make him do it. But,
fabulous.
You know, Yeah, but because he's very skilled. He was a general editor at Moody's. But guys like that or women like that, those are the people we need to get to help us.
Absolutely. Find them. Okay, Minerva, then Heather.
Yes, Jim just made a statement that kind of answers some. Well, let me go and put it this way. Jim was saying those are the kind of people we need to help write grants. And Stephanie, you were saying you can take individuals and help them understand and know how to write grants. So are we looking for a mix of people to work on this? Or are you looking for people with the background in grant writing?
If someone has the background in grant writing, that's extremely helpful to have somebody that knows how to do it already. What Jim was talking about as an editor would be great. Organization that I taught was working and training with them how to write grants. We worked with an editor as well, because you focused on this writing for a long time and you keep saying the same words over and over again, but to be able to hand then a draft or a finished product to an editor that can then go through and just do those nice little edits is extremely helpful. And that's not someone that would be committing to multiple, you know, meetings or time, but just ask if they could review something. So if somebody's a good editor, if somebody's good in research, that would be great, because I can provide, you know, a link to a grant or give them board members that they can do research on of that foundation, give them the organization's 990 tax forms. And then I can teach somebody how to review those tax forms so we can see what we're looking for to see if that's somebody that would be, you know, that are, that they would, we would fall into their giving goals for that year and just kind of what to look for when prospecting potential donors.
Okay. So is this something like maybe, for lack of a better term, an ad or an invite that might be shared with the LSBs to see? We have members, and I'll say this, we have members on our board that they came on the board with saying, I have a background in grant writing. I have a background in this, and I can do these things. But sitting on this board, the committees we have does not, to me, utilize their skills. So they're just kind of like, okay, I'm here. So, and we have one who right now is doing our newsletter, who is at the point of saying, you know, I don't know if I want to stay here because I'm not really doing all the things that I can do. So that's why I said if it's something like an ad, I'll say an ad or, you know, an invite to LSB members to consider this. And then with us being on the East Coast as opposed to West, is there an opportunity, and I know this would be extra on you, where the timing would be where, like right now, I'm here until 11 or whenever at night, not tonight, but other nights, where something could be put together where, you know, individuals could join and take part in this. And it's not the time frame that we have some who are retired during the day. You know, they could probably be engaged in some of this. But I'm saying this way, it's having everybody work together and each one really being able to utilize their skills other than just sitting on a board at a meeting. And, you know,
Minerva, I think you bring up a great opportunity. And what I suggest, one of the things that we do, Minerva, by the way, and Marla have been very instrumental in putting together sort of a board report to be able to go to the LSVs and used currently for our three. I mean, everybody's welcome to it, but maybe the top it is, if you have skills, let us know. We're doing a national outreach to enlist people to help. So maybe we include that as a part of the national report. I think things can get lost on the website, but at any rate.
Okay. Jim, and that was my question. Thank you.
Yes.
Jim.
Well, I'll volunteer to try to get that one person to help. I don't promise, but I will try. I will try. He's one of my best friends and he has extremely good skills. I'll try. Now there are other people I know who, could also be enlisted. It just is a question of, you know, and they know about Pacifica, by the way. These are people who listen to the station for, you know, 50 years, 60 years. But the thing I will volunteer to do is I will volunteer to organize a town hall in New York City via Zoom that will deal with the underwriting issue and try to, you know, like, you know, incorporate all the different stuff we're getting right now. Because in a way, those of us who are on the Strategic Planning Committee, with all the work that Alex and Chris and Lyndon did on this issue prior to me getting involved with that, we've got a basis at least to, you know, have John sit there and break our chops, you know, about, oh, you're not doing this right or that right. But, you know, I know the, you know, this is all stuff we can start to experiment with. And I would want to educate the mass of people, not just the producers, but all our listeners, because you never know what we're going to get out of the listeners. There are people out there who might know a business. I mean, some people are getting upset to go to marijuana stores. I think that's a great idea, frankly. But, you know, I mean, we got all sorts of possibilities. We just have to sort of lay the groundwork and the energy to get it in gear. And that, I think, is a positive thing. And remember, we as Americans are in a situation like 1968. This is as nuts as 1968 was, at least is how I remember it. And this is where Pacifica grows, when there's internal political crisis in America. That's a fact. So we just got to go ride that wave.
Okay, so got to step out, give my wife her medicine. Egberto, thank you for being here, and I'll tap into you about any ideas that you have. Thank you for being here. Heather, you have a comment. Now we got 15 more minutes to go in this meeting. And, I think this is a very useful conversation. I want us to consider the, more detailed motion to stand up the, Strategic Planning Committee. And I have a suggestion about dealing with grid review. So the next item after grant writing, I think that we'll have to follow through with who's going to do what, but grid review working group. So there have been conversations about whether there needs to be a programming committee, what the role of the programming committee needs to be. Did I lose you guys? Am I still here?
Yes, you are.
We can hear
all
of you.
Good. I don't see anybody, but that's maybe just as well. There I am. I had a fly that I batted. Something that I think, that Darlene and the personnel committee did last year was to take a look at a committee that is not a standing committee, where its tasks are not spelled out in the bylaws, and said, what are the reasons to stand up the committee next year? And in the personnel stand-up instructions, there were specific things the personnel committee is supposed to do. I have crafted a strategic planning committee motion, that gives greater specificity than what Jim's placeholder was like, that is in old business. I'm going to suggest that we take up this motion tonight. If it comes forward, it will be coming forward out of the committee rather than in old business. And I also would like to challenge Jim and any others who wish to work with Stephanie about what a similar list of tasks would be for a programming committee to be stood up. So, Jim.
All right. Well, the thing you drafted, I mean, I'm thinking about how the Strategic Planning Committee was conceived and drafted, and it did include previous members of the board who came on as consultants. And I have to say that it's been useful to have previous members of the Strategic Planning Committee on there as people to argue and debate the issues with. That includes Lyndon, Chris, I think you came on a couple of times, Susan. And that, I think, is cool. So I would also urge that occur. And frankly, the Strategic Planning Committee is the only committee that actually legitimated and made any money in the sense of, you know, legitimating the issue of underwriting, which I would estimate it has brought in at least $60,000 or $70,000 in New York in terms of underwriting from the city and state of New York, and we haven't even gotten into the business area yet. So one aspect of this, I think, that's important that we also have to think about in terms of capability is if we're talking about all these grant people and all that, we don't have a effective PR arm. We don't have an effective way to promote ourselves. And that's something else to bring in the picture. Now, the final thing about the program committee, I don't want to get into a big, you know, screen match or argument about tonight. We were on the verge of actually doing national shows last year out of the strategic planning committee. The program committee. We actually started to craft that. And I'm still operating on the resolution that we passed to do 32 hours of programming on the Middle East conflict. I'm still working on that stuff. So, but to have an extended, you know, discussion about it, we do need Nielsen books. That is something we're going to have to do moving forward to apply to the CPB. So we really have to get people on board. I would offer the fact that we got to have the, I'm glad that Stephanie's going to teach people how to fund to grant write. I think that's great. The more the merrier, frankly, as, our council said about compliance training. But I think we also have to get a lot of people up to snuff as to evaluating grids. And that means they have to understand Nielsen ratings and the other data that we've requested with the motions we've had last year about getting information from the stations. We just got to finally get that information.
Darlene.
Stephanie. Are you still there, Stephanie? Yeah, there. Okay. You have brought up a couple of times that the funding group, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, accepts a different set of numbers, broadcasting numbers, that it doesn't have to be Nielsen's for them. What was that? You're muted.
Radio Research Consortium.
Radio Research Consortium, right. Okay.
We have received, we have used them in the past. We just owe them, we owe them money.
Not as much as we owe Nielsen, probably.
We don't owe anything to Nielsen.
Okay.
Point of information?
What's your point?
Radio Research Corporation is indeed the, nonprofit wing of the Nielsen, system. So that's the data we're getting. We owe them about what, $20,000-$25,000, if I recall, something like that, Stephanie?
Yeah, give or take. Yeah.
And we probably need to get the books for all the stations. Probably that's another $25,000 to $30,000. So that's a problem. That's about $50,000.
That's not a point of information. Is a question. That's useful information. Thank you for knowing that. Darlene, do you still have your hand up? So, which information? Thank you. Yeah. Is there, frankly, Jim, I think that it should be up to the Strategic Planning Committee to invite whoever they want to on an as needed basis. But I do not think that, it is appropriate to stand this committee up with people selected from the past. My experience being on the Strategic Planning Committee was that many just did not attend. And I think that having prior officers on is frankly problematic. They can be asked by the committee to come and speak or be resource people at any time, but I am opposed to adding others onto prior people onto this committee. So is this ready to go forward now or not?
Well, I would object. I disagree with you, Susan.
Okay. Darlene.
As many people say in PNB meetings, do you have this in writing yet? This proposal?
Yeah, I sent it to you and it's a part of the agenda.
Okay.
So, motion, I'll read it again. The Strategic Planning Committee is stood up to serve in 2024 to be comprised of the officers, including board chair, board vice chair, secretary, chair of the National Finance Committee, the executive director plus one affiliate director, and one director representing each station elected by the board, which committee will address matters that initially include use of proceeds from the sale of the KPFK property, monitoring stewardship of the Pacifica Radio Archives, and the development of a strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation to achieve solvency.
Susan?
So Jim, I think Jim's objection to this is he wants to add some more people to the committee. Am I correct?
There's a motion that actually was used to, I don't have the motion in front of me, but there was the motion that was used in the past to empower the Strategic Planning Committee.
And I don't support that motion. If you want to bring it as an alternate, find it and bring it.
I will. I'll look for it. I will get it sent to me. But I just think that it's one, I'm not, you know, I don't want to, it's not really a big, you know, these got, the people we had involved, yes, got strong-willed individuals, admittedly. But the people actually who were voting members, as we know, were the actual people on the board.
And, understood. So that's what this proposal is.
Right, right. And so, okay, but we were willing to allow, unlike when we have a director come, to a committee meeting, they're not allowed to participate. We allowed these people to participate fully in the debates, and it was valuable to listen to them argue and talk about it.
I must tell you that I disagree, but at any rate, Heather.
All right.
Yeah, I just want to ask, what is the status of the archives? Have there been, and maybe Stephanie knows this as well. I mean, what are we doing? They are such a valuable asset. What can I say? It's just remarkable. So what are we doing at this point?
So let me caution that there are several matters that we are in open session. Okay. We're on the stream.
I see. Okay.
And there are a number of matters that have been touched on that are subject only to, executive session. And I'm worried that we will step into those matters.
Point of information. And
you
can tell me if it's a point of information or not. You saw that I sent a inquiry about the status of the archives. Do you consider that crossing into executive session territory? Talking about the actual physical condition of them?
Yeah, I do.
I'm just saying, you said that on an open listserv, which is different than, the stream of this committee meeting. That's all. I mean, we're asking the executive director for information on an open, broadcast. So that's the difference.
All right. I would respect asking those sensitive questions in a different setting. But I did indeed post it in an open setting, and you know,
yeah.
I mean, it was no big secret. You know,
no.
The stuff's been there for 30 years.
Right.
But anyway, okay. I don't want to argue about that. I would defer to people on that one.
So, Darlene?
Chair, I was waiting for that third, piece, and I never received it. Could you make a note to send that to me, which is the language of the motion? I got the first two, but I didn't get the third.
It's, you scroll down the page from the agenda.
All right.
It's on the last page.
Last page of the agenda.
And Chair,
you just muted yourself, sweetie pie.
Okay. Do we need to bring this forward as a motion in this meeting, or do we just agree that we will bring it forward at the PMB meeting?
So what my idea here is that more fully fleshed out motion be brought forward out of this committee if we support it, or if there's a majority that supports it, and it come in as a recommendation from a committee. Jim already has three motions that are in an old business where he recommended the standing up of strategic planning. He didn't put details in its programming and a technology task force. Julie, you seem to be hovering. Do you have something to say?
No, I accidentally hung myself up. And so when I came back, sorry.
So I guess I would like to know is are people on this committee ready for this motion to go forward coming out of committee?
And this is Minerva. I think we should let the motion go forward. I understand that Jim wants other individuals added to it, but I agree with you. Invite them in as guests to help in doing what this committee is going to do. But sometimes when you get into meetings and you have people with what I call historical data and they get to going back and forth, then the rest of us are sitting there like, what are they talking about? What's going on? You know, but having them bring forward something to help would be fine. And I'm not saying what they're going to do is not going to help, but it just kind of puts you at a disadvantage and people begin to get quiet. And they don't raise any issues. They don't do anything. They just go, okay, well, they've got it. I don't need to say anything.
So my suggestion, you raise one of the concerns that I have is it becomes kind of like an old boys club. Oh, well, I remember when kind of thing. That this motion come forward to the PNB as written, and Jim can offer an amendment from the floor to change this motion if he wishes to. And he will be looking into what the stand-up motion was from before to see what he might wish to bring forward to the PNB to recommend as amendments. Does that sound okay?
Susan?
Okay. I'm hearing, so that was the last item on the agenda, and next meeting date. Do you want to meet, two Tuesdays from now?
Sounds good.
Okay. Yes. So I will get out a notice to that effect. Jim, I'm going to correct the prior meeting minutes. Is there, a motion to adjourn?
So
I'll second.
Okay, I'll third. Is there any objection? Thank you all. We did it with 2 minutes extra.
All right.
Bravo all.
And yes. Just,
thank you all.
Minerva?
Yes, yes, yeah, Jim.
Just don't worry about us getting historionic and all that. You can pull my coat on that whenever you want.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. You know, you can pull my coat.
Okay.
All right. So,
I will.
Yeah. Don't hesitate. Cause others will. Okay. Others know that. No, you know, it's just, you know, just, we're all here to make the whole situation better, even though we disagree.
Better. Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's all.
We're going to make all this work. Definitely. So,
yeah, we're trying to make it better.
2024 is going to be a great year.
Sounds
good,
okay.
But great.
Okay. And if I win the lottery, if I win the $1.5 billion, I will have serious demands. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I love that. Just remember your friends. Y'all have a good evening, everyone. Good night.
Bye-bye.